This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dollars up for grabs in a popular lottery. Bills number three, DeMar Hamlin, watches his team dispatch the Patriots, and so does the world because everybody was concerned about Hamlin. More on that. And in the last of the NFL games, how about the Detroit Lions beating the Packers, which then sends Seattle into the playoffs? You can bet people listening to this show on the West Coast are very excited, as I know we have a lot of listeners who are Seattle Seahawks fans. California in trouble with a wall of water. We got your comments in the mailbag. We're going to talk about hot things to watch, at least in my opinion, and Jeremy Paulson's. They might not have made the Gold Globe list, but who cares? People are always asking me, what should I stream? I have some time. What should I stream? He doesn't have any time, but he must be exhausted. Kevin McCarthy is finally the Speaker of the House. It only took 15 ballots of voting on the House floor into the weekend. Kevin, what did you do to close the deal?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, he made an insane offer. So it's going to be interesting to watch McCarthy navigate his new job as Speaker of the House. He wanted it so badly. He wanted it a long, long time ago. It was a drawn-out, crazy, insane circus that, again, took 4 days, 15 ballots, which this hasn't happened, in 100 years. So congratulations, I suppose, to Speaker McCarthy, but now the role is a little weakened because of some of these concessions he made during the political shakedown, you know, because there were other people who had cards on the table or in their hands that he needed because he needed to get the votes. So I don't know, when you want it that badly, how much do you give, do you give, do you give? So the dynamics of all of this is crazy to see how it unfolded. I mean, listen, he knew that this was going to be problematic the way the Republican Party is fractured. And he knew he was going to have trouble getting people in line to get enough votes. Those things were obvious, but I think he overplayed his hand in thinking heading into it that he had a lot of that wrapped up, and he did not have it wrapped up. So the question is, will the House be able to function and function where we see some legislation happen? Because, you know, now we've got this more reasonable rules package or the unreasonable rules package. You know, who knows? Because some of that battle is still looming, and some of those agreements now would have to be hammered out. So let's see what happens in, for example, when it comes to committees and who's in certain committees. And then the idea that a single member can call for a vote to oust the speaker is, wow, it's like a non-starter. But, you know, are more members of the Freedom Caucus on the House Rules Committee, is that going to be necessarily a terrible thing, an outrageous thing, a thing that leads to chaos? Or no, he gave into it, but it's not going to be quite what I think it's being portrayed as. So knives are out. The speaker is in. And we'll see how this game is played, and if the tactics work, how much does it weaken that position? And then ultimately, here's what I care about and what you should care about. I say this show is all about what's happening in your backyard and mine. This is what we care about. Whoever it is that's representing us, whoever it is that's taking our tax dollars, because that's their pay, that's their time, there was 4 days that were wasted on this. Cha-ching. There was, that's money down the drain. There were people that were worried certain things weren't going to happen that could affect us across the country. So it gets wrapped up, thank goodness. And now we march forward and, you know, hopefully we see some things that are at the breaking point in this country start to get worked on, and the focus is there, and we don't bear the brunt of it. And there's a long list, and we're going to be talking about it throughout the week. All right, the other thing I think I need to mention here at the top, because we talked about it, there's chaos in Brazil, by the way, and we'll talk about that in a second, but California, we've got lots of California listeners on the great KCAA and so many other great spots in Cali and Southern California and in Northern California. Well, the California storms have killed two people. The power is just the thing that's crazy, though. It's just completely been cut to so many people. And this is the high winds, the rain, and now an even stronger system is slamming the state. Happening really now, it's starting to happen Sunday through Tuesday. And so you got hundreds of thousands of Californians, no electricity. You've got rain and snow that's happening from the atmospheric river. That's what they call it. You can call it bomb cyclone, atmospheric river, that happened over the weekend and unleashed those high speed winds that led to so many people not having power. You know, about 4% of the 13 million customers across California, and if you track the website, you can see a lot of them are out. Because when you clock the winds at 70 miles an hour, that's the kind of stuff that happens. In Sacramento, it's bad. It's bad in San Francisco. It's bad in Northern California, especially more than anywhere else. But also in Southern California, they're getting it. I saw a horrific video of trees toppling down. And luckily, they just sort of hit the front of a couple of houses, but just, boom, slammed into them. And as all of us who have been through other horrible weather phenomenons, whether it's hurricanes, whether it's tornadoes, mudslides, whatever it is, or floods, we understand, right? You understand. But just saying bomb cyclone, just saying atmospheric river, and you've got people that are displaced and, you know, the whole thing, and trying to get the power back on and then being concerned about, well, you know, Santa Cruz is a beautiful place. I was fortunate enough to spend some time in Santa Cruz. And in Santa Cruz, the amount of debris on Main Beach, it's crazy. It looks like someone just shredded a bunch of, like a giant came in, shredded a bunch of trees and just threw it all over the beach. So now it's sewers, drains, gutters, the things that you deal with. You got people, like I said, that are staying in various places because they have no place to go, meaning cots, et cetera, that have been set up in some sites. And it's just absolutely wild. Now, there is a group of people that actually, if it wasn't raining as hard and if they get the rain in between, that actually is willing to risk surfing because the storm conditions make those waves insanely high. So now you have surfers that will try to do that. But for the rest of the people that are getting hit by it, it is not a fun ride whatsoever. Mega Millions has swollen. Have you bought your ticket yet?
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
So I will tell you that I am not a regular lottery player. I don't play the lottery. I see it's an interesting thing coming from the great state of Texas to the equally great state of Florida that they have a lot of vending machines. People get the lottery tickets out of vending machines, and people are lining up a lot for the Mega Millions because now it's going to be over $1 billion. Nobody won the Friday drawing. So I have, for fun, played the last couple of big drawings, and I've gotten the Mega Ball. That's it, though. So I got, like, $4. $2 one time, $2 the next time. But I did have the Mega Ball. So now with this jackpot, if you were to hit $1.1 billion, you would get in cash. In other words, they suck the taxes out of it, of course, right? So you would get free and clear. You would get $568.7 million. That's what you would get. It's the third largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. So it's on Tuesday, and people are getting tickets. People are playing. There's that lottery fever thing that happens. And it does bring up the question of what would you do with that crazy amount of money? And I said this last week. It makes me laugh when people say that, and I get it if they just love their job, but this kind of money, when people say they would still work, I'm just going to say it again. That kind of money, are you kidding me? The first thing you'd have to do is probably move from wherever you are because, you know, bless their souls, but people are going to know, wow, all of a sudden, Jake down the street, I like him, we're friends, he has a crazy amount of money, what's he going to do with all that? We need this and this, maybe he'll buy us a fence. And that's kind of what happens with lottery people, or then sometimes they go so crazy because it is an insane amount of money that it's odd to say when someone wins $10 million or $15 million or whatever they win, that they actually go bankrupt. How that's possible, and I can see it, right? All of a sudden it's like, wow, I'm more than the kid in the candy store. I own like 10 of them now, and I can buy whatever I want. I can certainly buy things for people that I care about, but then by the time I look down, somehow I have spent all that money, which is crazy. Part of this is about money. Bolsonaro, who is the Brazilian president, there's crazy things happening. His supporters storm the Brazilian Congress, right? And they also stormed the Supreme Court and presidential palace on Sunday. So 400 arrests. Does this all sound familiar? Police have since cleared that massive crowd from the government buildings, but they made about 400 arrests. The breaches are a week after the inauguration of President Lula da Silva, who defeated Bolsonaro in a runoff election back in October. He challenged the election results and hasn't conceded, but he said he would cooperate with the transition of power. So it was crazy. I mean, looking at what they did there, how this, when the supporters broke into the government buildings, you know, they were hitting them with tear gas, all kinds of things were happening. Commanders from the armed forces, police, defense minister, they say are all going to be held accountable in court if these camps that are fueling this, they say there's these existence of full camps of what they're calling terrorists. If they don't dismantle them, that they're going to hold them accountable. And that all the highways in the country have to be cleared because they were being blocked. A lot of those were being blocked. So, wow. Their own riot. And they absolutely just broke through the barriers, because there were barriers that were set up by the armed forces outside of the three branches of government there, and they just smashed right through it. So there's a little bit of chaos happening in Brazil that sounds a little familiar to some of what we had just a couple of years ago. So, you know, we talked about the whole lottery thing, and I've gotten now a couple of tickets of my own, but I've had so many people actually send me in the mailbag questions about the lottery, and is it Mega Millions, and when is it? Because, you know, you just, if you're not a regular player, you just hear just tiny little tidbits about it. And again, I'll emphasize, it is the Mega Millions. It is on Tuesday. Yes, yes, and yes. Damar Hamlin, I mentioned this at the top. He says, keep praying for me. Breathing on his own, he's posting on Instagram for the first time since he collapsed on the field in last Monday night's football game that was between the Bills and the Bengals. So that cardiac arrest on the field, you know, dying on the field. And he said he wanted to thank everybody for the love he's received and continued prayers for a long road ahead. And he said, I love what he wrote on his Instagram post. He said, when you put real love out into the world, it comes back to you three times as much. And he said, it's been overwhelming, and I'm thankful for every single person that prayed for me and reached out. And people were really gripped by this across the country. All kinds of people were gripped by this. And you could see it because a lot of the other teams wore three on their jerseys, or they had shirts about Hamlin, and like I said, non-football types of people knew about what happened. And I mean, what a crazy roller coaster he's gone through. And I guess he's making some great progress in his recovery, but he's still in critical condition. But the key thing is, obviously, by him posting and being seen in the hospital bed and whatnot, his neurological function, what they're saying, is excellent. That's what the physicians are saying, so that's the good news, because it was scary, scary, scary when he went down. And just millions of people witnessed that play out, and the wave of support for his foundation, this charity fund that people found out that he just happened to set up, that's now topped 8 million as of this past weekend. And so many other teams, like I said, across the NFL have rallied behind him, wearing his number 3, lighting up stadium scoreboards, sharing words of all kinds of solidarity with him, that kind of thing. And, of course, the Bills-Bengals game, who cares about that at this point? That was initially postponed. It's not going to be resumed or even made up. And it's not going to have any effect on which teams qualify for the playoffs because the Bills and the Bengals already had spots. The imbalance in number of games played has prompted the league to approve a couple of unprecedented sort of provisions for the postseason based on how the Bills and Bengals are seeded and that kind of thing. But other than that, I mean, so much of the focus was on him and him getting better because, boy, the NFL didn't, first of all, the NFL did not want to see a player die on the field. That happened a long time ago, and they didn't want to see this happen again, and nobody wanted to see that. And it not just touched, I think, people in the United States, but there are other people who were paying attention too. I have a friend who's been on the show a couple of times, and she sent me, her name's Chris O'Donnell, she sent me, and she used to work for the Bills, she sent me some pictures from Italy today saying, we're watching the Bills game. She said the Bills Mafia is alive and well in Florence, Italy, and they were all gathered at an Irish pub, and everybody speaking different languages, they were cheering for the Bills and number 3, you know, knowing that's why they were cheering for the Bills, because of what happened to Hamlin. But he's expected to be released from the hospital in the next couple of days, so that's super, super good news, and I love that this has been something that's united a lot of people. And maybe it raises the awareness of what can happen with possibly heart arrhythmia or cardiac arrest or, you know, what do you do in certain situations? I mean, obviously he's an athlete, but it just raises, I think, awareness maybe to a much different level. Let's put it that way. All right, coming up, we've got the mailbag, and I said a lot of people asked about Hamlin, so Todd and Jake and Joe, I just gave the update. You all asked about his condition, and the condition is he's recovering, but he's going to be released. He doesn't need the breathing tube, so that's all very, very, very positive, or they wouldn't release him. And he says and understands that he still has a long road ahead of him. Somebody even asked, will he play football again? That's a big question mark. I would say, I don't know. I would, you know, cardiac arrest, back on the field, he's young. But can he pass the physicals? Would they trust that? Would the team feel comfortable with that? Would he feel comfortable with it? I bet he wants to play. Mailbag coming up next.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Virginia school where a six-year-old allegedly shot a teacher will remain closed Monday and Tuesday. Authorities took the child into custody after the shooting, noting they didn't believe it was accidental. The topic of migration will be front and center for President Biden as he attends the North American Leaders Summit on Monday in Mexico. Californians are expecting another round of severe weather through Tuesday night. 12 people died related to a recent bomb cyclone to hit the state. The Bills came out of the gate fast with a 96-yard kickoff touchdown and didn't look back, defeating the Patriots on Sunday in their first game since safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed from cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football. Hamlin, recovering in a Cincinnati hospital, posted to social media throughout the game. At the movies, the Avatar sequel won the weekend box office with an additional $45 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
KateDelaneyRadio.com 24/7. That's where you send them. Click on that site and boom, on contact, and you will get a hold of me. Just like Max did. Max, listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Kate, I know you're a fan of us up here in this region. I could ask you some sports questions. How about those Lions? I just went to the computer right after that happened, so I want to say I love the fact that they played spoiler. But really, I wanted to ask you about Kevin McCarthy. There's something kind of Weasley about him, I got to tell you. And I have to imagine that that late-night craziness was pretty intense. What do you think? Oh, yeah, intense? Probably more intense than how the Packers felt as time was ticking away and they were losing that game to the Lions. I mean, 15 ballots? I don't think, I know he didn't think that was going to happen. And then trying to get these deals done and capitulating to every demand by any of the Republicans, the 20 Republicans from his party that said, well, I'm not going to vote for you. We need this, this, and this, and this, because they were unhappy, some of them, with him from the past and some of the things that happened they didn't like. And the one critical thing is it's easier for people to topple him if they don't like him. Okay, I say he goes. Can we have a vote? I mean, seriously, it'll just be so easily to get rid of McCarthy, because McCarthy agreed to restore a rule that allowed a single member to call a snap vote, is what they call it, on ousting the speaker. Then some of the other concessions were commitments to tie spending cuts to a debt ceiling increase and to a process making it easier to amend individual spending bills. Amending individual spending bills could be a good thing. It depends on what's being negotiated. See, all of that, you know, you don't know. Putting more members of the House Freedom Caucus on key committees because they were blocked out, including the Rules Committee, which for years has written rules to block amendments from coming up to the House floor. So it's interesting because, and then I'll jump to the next one, but Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, told reporters that, and I thought this was funny, it's like a list, taking a list to Santa Claus. He said it. He said, I ran out of things to ask for. He said, I ran out of things to ask for, because he was asking for everything. He gave in to whatever it was. Can I have a Tesla take me to the house or to the Capitol every day from my house? Yes. And of course I'm exaggerating, but it is interesting. And who knows? I mean, what is it going to look like once we get down to business? Now, here's a guy I had on this show a couple of times, Congressman Patrick McHenry from North Carolina. I went to Washington a lot in the past, as you may remember. I say a lot. Like every year I did a big thing and went to Washington and talked to a lot of people in Congress. And just like a sport. So I was talking to sports superstars, and then I was talking to people on the Hill. It was kind of, just kind of wild. But anyway, McHenry was negotiating up to the last minute to win support for McCarthy, and he said the preference in politics is to always suffer your indignities in private, not public. But he said it was evident that we would have to suffer this in public. And boy, no kidding. I mean, it really, I tuned in a bunch to it. It was really crazy. All right, let's go to Sam I Am. Kate, I haven't talked to you in a long time. I'm going to call the show. I promise, promise, promise. I have wacky, weird hours. And trust me, I listen to all the shows. I heard what you were talking about with California. I have a lot of family members in California, and it really has been rough because they live there in the Sacramento area. And there's been just a breakdown of all kinds of things that have created flooding conditions, and then the waters, you know, rescind, and then there's all kinds of damage and cars that have been damaged, and maybe not as badly as some of the things that we've seen in 2022, and now in 2023, I think this would be our worst, but it just shows you do have to, as I heard you say, which is the point of my email, you do have to have a go bag. For goodness sake, please, listeners of Kate's show, just put your insurance things, whatever it is, your passport, your checkbook, your bills, and just throw them in. Make sure you have a place to put them in a bag that you can easily just grab and walk out the door, because it would be just too insane to try to go around and find all that stuff in the middle of 70-mile-an-hour winds, if you get my drift. Well, thanks for that. Yes, I agree with you on the go bag, and I was always one of those people, well, you know, I know where everything is, until I didn't. Because, you know, when you put your stuff in your safe place, and then it goes in your other safe place, and then you think you know where it is? Yeah. Well, let's see. I have 4 safe places. But seriously, just to have that and that peace of mind, because that's the last thing you want to worry about, documents. But, you know, your house goes down, your house gets hit by a tree, something happens, you got to call insurance. I mean, of course you can figure it out. Of course you can look it up. Of course you have your phone. But it's so much easier when you just have it right there. Boom, here's my document. Here's what it says. Here's what this is. Here's what that is. And he's right. That's exactly what you want. All right, this one is from Maddie. Hi, Kate. I am not a huge football fan, but when I heard you talking about the young man who was who died on the field and had a apparent cardiac arrest, I can relate to that. My father had a heart attack. Luckily, somebody where he worked was able to get defibrillators, and they got him to the hospital, and thank goodness he survived that, or we would have lost him. So I can only imagine on a field what that moment was like. You could see that emotion pouring out from the players, because even though I'm not a football fan, people were texting me about it, and I flipped on the that game that you were talking about. And I love, love, love that kids, white people, black people, whatever color people, are all pulling for him. And now it's just kind of brought people to the same place and putting whatever little money they have into his charity, because they really felt for his family and for this situation. And, boy, you think of Buffalo and everything that they've been through with that brutal blizzard and the 41 people just dying there. What another crazy thing to deal with for the people of Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, the players had white shirts that said "Love for DeMar 3 during the warm-ups for the Bills, and they wore number 3 patches on their jerseys and that kind of stuff. But it transcended football, Maddie, so you're saying it because you had no idea, you weren't even paying attention to it, and I think that's the thing. It's good. I mean, I say this all the time. Look, I believe that there is the good angels among us rise, and the goodness in people rises. And I think Americans, I mean, I love living in this country, and I've met some incredible people that have helped me from being stalled out twice on the road in terrible, tricky, horrible situations where, boom, someone immediately helps me. To all kinds of things, and hopefully many of you have had those kinds of experiences. And there's something about this that it's good. Just pull people in, you know, and, you know, using that word, saying that the love, you know, the love for him, all of that, and bringing people outside of even football together is positive. All right, how about this one from Tom? Tom says, Kate, I made some resolutions, and I fear I'm going to break many of them. My one resolution, I'm close to breaking, it was that I was only going to eat pizza once a month. And I'm on the verge, I've already eaten my allotment for January, and I'm on the verge of wanting to order more pizza, especially with all these playoff games happening. It's just a natural thing. And like everybody else, you know, I get the little bit of a beer gut, and I'm 32 years old, and I'm talking about a more intense workout program, and it starts off pretty good, but then it gets much more difficult. So we'll see how many of them I stick to. I actually made probably too many. I made 10 resolutions, including that my wife wouldn't have to ask me, and I would put the trash out every single time, twice a week, when I was supposed to do it. Yeah, good luck with that. Did you tell her? Don't ask me about the trash. Just assume that I have it out there. Don't honeydew me. I got it. It's on my resolution list. Yeah, that's the thing about resolutions. I don't know. Are they good or are they bad? I mean, some people set them and it's like a little goal thing for them and they stick with it. That whatever, they're going to lose 15 pounds. They're going to eat less carbs. A lot of it has to do with food. They're going to return phone calls right away, whatever it happens to be. But I think the word idea is better. I don't know. They say you have to set goals to make the plans to hit the goals. I get that. But that's sort of different than resolutions. That's a lot different than resolutions, I would say. All right, so remember, you can always email me your thoughts, whether it's about breaking your resolutions or cheering for DeMar Hamlin or something else. Like, what's Kevin McCarthy going to be like as the Speaker of the House? Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
On his final term, it is a Hollywood thing to do the award circuit, right? So you have the Oscars, and you've got a thing called the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes are interesting because the actors, etc., are all chowing down, eating whatever it is they're served. They're at tables. It's more relaxed. And who cares, right, in a way? But there are some things on the list that are interesting because you're always asking me, a lot of you, what am I streaming? What's worth watching? You have a little bit of time off. You want to watch something decent and you don't want to go to the movies, or you want to go to the movies and what should you watch? So I have a list of things to watch. Some of the things have been nominated and some haven't. And also I've asked Jeremy Paulson, who is big into films and watching some of these streaming shows, to give me his top three movies or things on the tube or streaming or whatever. So, Jeremy, it was an interesting year last year, I think, for all kinds of content.
Yeah.
Some of it was good. I liked a bunch of it.
I agree. There are some good ones.
What would you say? What would you tell someone to stream right now?
Well, I had to do some research. I'm not big on the award shows, so I had to do some research. But best musical and comedy series, The Bear.
Love
it. Remember you watched that?
Oh.
I thought that was really good. And then the new Wednesday series that came out. I really liked
it.
Ooh. So I think those two out of that is gonna... Oh, and one of those two will win, I think.
Wednesday series. So, yeah, Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to see that. I haven't seen that. The Bear I watched because you told me to watch it, and I loved it. You told me, and my brother told me. And the Hubs bailed on it. He's like, oh, I can't watch it. But I thought it was so good. So, so good. And it's a really, you just got to follow the first couple of them, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I would say The Bear, I would agree with you. I'd say The Bear is something to watch. And then it'll come back, too. So it's Jeremy Allen White is the guy who's nominated. He's The Bear. And
I like him.
I like him, too. And there's going to be a season two of this, and it's interesting because he's a young chef, right? And he came from sort of fine dining, and he came back to Chicago to run his family's Italian beef sandwich shop after his brother committed suicide. And then there's all these crazy things happen, like there's a bunch of debts, the kitchen's crap, the staff is just not great, but in the end, it all comes together. We don't want to tell them the outcome, but it was awesome.
Yeah, imagine coming from fine dining to a hole in the wall, basically. That's the gist.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. That's the gist. I like the hole in the wall. I worked at a place called the Hole in the Wall when I was in college. It was just a sub shop, and people came in. I'm like the hole in the wall chick. I like those kinds of places, but I like the I like the whole premise of it, that whole thing. And is there anything else you would recommend?
I don't know. They have for the best limited anthology series, they have the Dahmer series and the Pam and Tommy series going against each other. I thought that was interesting.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. I mean, all the stuff, the limited series anthology, it's all creepy. The Staircase, all murder. Blackbird, Under the Banner of Heaven. I watched that. Andrew Garfield, that was good. Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story, Pam and Tommy. Yeah, that's interesting what it ended up being for those awards, for sure. All right, very nice. So for me, I would say, I mean, I could add, just like you, I would say The Bear for sure. I liked a show called White Lotus. And
there's a lot of stuff
good.
I haven't seen. I haven't seen that.
White Lotus is good. F. Murray Abraham's nominated in the Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Coolidge for The White Lotus. I think it's so good. Aubrey Plaza, who's hilarious, she's in The White Lotus. In this one, she's not hilarious, but she's so good in this show, Peeps. And she actually came from, I mean, she's done a lot of different things, but she was in a show I like called Drunk History. And she's very clever. But White Lotus, it's about this hotel thing where people are coming from other places, but mostly the United States. That's who they're following, people from the United States. And they're nutty, weird quirks. And they're at this beautiful place in Italy and the things that unfold there, the untoward things that unfold. And it was so good. It just was so good. I wish I could tell you all the ending, but in case you go
no
and
spoilers.
Watch this. No spoilers. I can't do it, but I would love to tell you. The first season of White Lotus isn't as good as the second, and you can just watch the second. It's not connected, not really. So if you watch the second one, I think you would like it. I think you would like it better, but it's nominated for a whole bunch of things, and I think it's really, really, really good.
The best picture. I mean, I haven't seen the new Avatar, so I don't know.
Yeah, me either.
You got Elvis and Top Gun.
And I saw both of those.
I thought both of those were really good.
I thought both of those were really good, too. I thought Austin Butler, who's nominated, was great as Elvis. And so Yeah. That's a movie worth seeing. Some of you may have seen that. If you haven't, see it.
It's a little different in the beginning, but later on it's like really deep.
It's deep. Know, it's good.
And yeah, you feel for the guy.
Yeah, definitely. It does give you a different feel about Elvis.
Yeah.
It does. It doesn't. It's sad. It makes you sad. Like, oh, this guy needed a break. He was trapped. He was, yeah, absolutely, by a guy who was using him and making money. He was like an ATM.
Yep.
Top Gun Maverick was very well done. I liked the themes. So I liked the dialogue. I liked the whole thing.
It reminded me of the first one, which I liked.
Yeah, me
fact
too.
It was like nostalgic and I don't know.
Yep. Yeah, that you got to go back. It was like all these years later. And plus, I'm geeky about that. The whole idea of, you know, saving the world, saving the U.S., the what's happening that we don't know, and that whole thing. Yeah.
And they portrayed him as an older guy, too. It was great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I thought, if you haven't seen that, definitely, this is, and I'm sure this crowd that listens to the show, you would love Top Gun, for sure. The only thing nominated, though, I mean, it's nominated for movie, but it's also nominated for Best Original Song.
Yeah,
which is Lady Gaga, Blood Pop, and Benjamin Rice. They're all they have the song "Hold My Hand." Isn't that funny? that's what's nominated for. Yeah. And the other show I would say that is so, I like Ozark, and people think it's too dark, but I like Laura Linney, and I like the script, and I like the Ozarks, and there's crazy mystery weirdness in that, but The other thing that I think is good is called Hacks. And Hacks is Gene Smart, who was part of, what was the Women in the South? Oh, what was the name of that show? I can't think of it. It's youngish, and I can't remember the name of the show. You're not going to remember. But anyway, she is this comedian, and she has a young comedian, a writer that's writing for her, and it's just a funny, hilarious, I don't know, it's just a funny, hilarious show about what happens. You know, the jokes, being on the road, the things that happened to her, and she's very, 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 very good in this, and it's very clever, and it's, if you like that kind of thing, if you're into comedy, you would probably like this. You know, it's going to bug me that I can't think of the... What is such a popular show? I know someone out there knows it. You have to rest. Designing Women. That's what it was. It's called Designing Women. It was on in the 80s, and it actually aired, I think, until like 99. It was so wildly popular, I believe. But anyway, she was one of the women on that show, and so she's brilliant all these decades later in this show called Hacks. Very well. Thank you, Jeremy.
You are welcome.
Yeah, so I agree with Jeremy. We don't care so much about the awards, but it was just a good time to remind you, because so many of you have asked me about what to watch, and we definitely agreed, you heard us agree, on the movies, Top Gun and Elvis. If you haven't seen them, definitely go and see them. Definitely rent them. I think you can rent them for a song, so to speak, right now. All right, it is 2023, so of course, make it count, everybody.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.